Ronnie Thurman severed his right hand while working on his farm.
I got caught in an auger of a combine. It got caught in it and just ripped it off, like, you know.
For 8 years, he learned to get by with just his left hand. But then he got a call from North Texas about a young man, Ian Heideman of Keller. The 22-year-old was in a car accident, and 5 days later, he was brain dead. That's when Susan Nelson, a donation clinical specialist with Life Gift in Fort Worth, contacted the Heideman family. She asked Ian's father, Rob, if he'd consent to donating their son's right hand to help a 56-year-old farmer.
If this man needed a hand and Ian matched, you know, make it happen. So
Ian's heart was transplanted into a Houston man. Ian's lungs went to another Houston native, and there were more organ donations. Ian's parents, Rob and Janice, say they are proud that their son was a registered organ donor. During a talk with the medical staff at JPS, they shared a little more about who Ian was.
Oh, Ian.
I said that many years. He was always into stuff, always climbing on stuff, and always getting in trouble. But we loved him, and he never left the house without telling us he loved us.
You know, just one of those kids, a typical young man, you know, just full of life. Kind of leader of the pack, always had his arm around his buddies, kind of saying, hey, I got this. And you see so many of his pictures online with his arm around his friends, and kind of feel like he's here today, you know, saying the same thing. So very adventuresome guy, well-liked. You know, he'd probably be giving us a hard time about what we're saying about him up here, but he's just a great, great guy. Love him.
Rob Heideman says he misses his son, but is happy at what Ian gave others.
As a family who lost a loved one, it also gave us incredible strength and peace. So, you know, it's one of those things that can help the families, but also helps the recipients. And, you know, I think going to the unknown and never look back. And it's a great adventure, and just amazing seeing the good that comes out of this. I'm so happy so many medical people have been here today to be able to see the good that has come from it.
The farmer who received Ian's hand, Ronnie Thurman, got the transplant 2 years ago. It's called vascular composite allografts. Individuals who go through with the surgery must be on a cocktail of drugs for life. But Thurman appears to be a model recipient, says Dr. Tae Chung, director of reconstructive transplantation, a new program at UT Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas.
The guy was farming as soon as he got home. What does that tell you about the type of person that he is? And that's the type of person that we're looking for at our program as well, making sure that they understand and they have the commitment to pursue this, because this is a lifelong event. A hand transplant is yours. As long as you continue taking the medication and continue to use it, it's your hands until you die.
Thurman admits feeling not so good for a few months on steroids and other drugs. But 2 years after surgery, he says he feels like $1 million and can now do things like hold his wife's hands.
All the little things in life like that. And I do, and scratch her back and all the things she deserves. Kathy's been tremendous support. You know, without Kathy and Adam, my son, I don't know what I'd have done. So, probably may not have ever even taken it on.
But he did, and to make others aware of what organ donations can do, he helped raise a Donate Life flag at a hospital garden. Ian's parents and other donor recipients watched, some in tears, grateful for the extension of their lives thanks to one young man. Dwahli Sai Kow Tao, KERA News.